don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Just when I stopped with my usual flair, sure of my lines, no one is there. Don't you love farce? My fault, I fear. I thought that you want what I want. Sorry, my dear. Clowns, quick, send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my time in the slate. But where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next year. Well, maybe.
Yeah. 11 p.m. here at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM. That was Sarah Vaughan live at Rosie's Jazz Club, New Orleans, in 1978. And if you know of a better version of that tune, I'd like to know about it. I don't think there is one. Now, we've just gone through the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, but we're just opening up the Paralympics. So here's a tune for those folks. It's written by Antonio Carlos Jobim, and it's called No More Blues.
Thank you.
Joe Rossesano with a very small big band, nine pieces, that had Greg Gisbert, who is sometimes here in Denver, and Conrad Herwig, who was here with Eddie Palmieri when he was in Denver, and also Bill Charlap on the piano. So the solos there were by Rossesano on the alto and Charlap on piano. The album was called No Net, and unfortunately it was Rossesano's last recording. Well, it's football time, so let's hear some football songs. This first one is called Jamboree Jones, and it's performed by Bobby Troop, and the lyrics are by Johnny Mercer. And just like the Bronco game tonight, it has a lot of similarities. Let's give a listen.
I begin my story out in West Virginia in a little college. All the student body only cared for football, never mind the knowledge. Never mind the sheepskin, they preferred the pigskin, seemed to have it in their bones. They knew all about it, couldn't live without it, all except a certain Mr. Jamboree Jones. He played the clarinets with all his might. He studied night and day, he practiced day and night. No running up the field for Mr. Jones. He'd rather run up the scales and down the scales. But boo-da-bid-da-doo-da, what tones? Even though his buddies always got the studies to attend a rally. While they all were rooting, he'd be off tooting, what's become of Sally? How they used to hate him, coaches wouldn't date him, they thought he was an awful bore. But he liked his rhythm more than being with him, so he only grinned and went to practice some more. Meanwhile, the team marched on to greater fame, till they were asked to play the famous Rose Bowl game. And on that day of days, the students beamed. What did they do when the team marched on the field? They screamed, starting from the kickoff, they pulled every trick off, but they couldn't win it. Instead of going forward, they were going backward about a mile a minute. Seeing their position, they called intermission when they heard the referee say, 17 to nothing ain't exactly nothing when you only got about a minute to play. Then from the stands there came a distant wail, and it was Jamboree swinging hold of Yale. And then the students all began to yell. The players marched up the field and down the field. Ba-boo-da-bid-da-doo-da, pell-mell. West Virginia Hill, there stands that college still, just as it always will. And there's a picture in its hall of fame, and who's the boy in the frame who won that game? Jamboree Jones is the gentleman's name. Jamboree Jones is the gentleman's name. Jamboree, Jamboree Jones.
Man, when he huddles, he's dynamite. how he cuddles on the Saturday night. He can't speak Latin or Greek, he's not so hot at school. But when he kisses your cheek, he knocks you for a ghoul. Rough and ready, no one can pan Football Freddy, my collegiate man. Got class, oh how they fall for his forward pass. XYZ, BVD, he doesn't miss a sign.
Ha-cha-cha, this Boomba, oh how he runs for a sweet mama.
Off he goes on his toes, right through the sweetheart line.
Two songs about football. That last one was a ditty from 1930, and Jack Purvis is the trumpeter on the set. Purvis was a strange figure in jazz history. He was a talented trumpeter who could also play effective trombone starting in the late 20s. Purvis was also a petty thief, a smuggler, a cook, an airplane pilot, and a charming con man. He was in one legendary escapade after another, which finally resulted in a jail sentence. It's kind of like the film Catch Me If You Can, but he was caught, Jack Purvis. Here's something new from Sharantha Bettage, who is a Canadian jazz musician. It's his new album that's called Momentum, and the tune is called Axis of Rotation.
Thank you.
I'm including this next track in the program this evening because of the extended harmonica solo by Jean-Toots Thielmann, who was one of the very few who made a successful jazz career playing the instrument. Thielmann was also a guitarist and a whistler, as well as a composer. He wrote the tune called Bluesette. Toots passed away on August 22nd this year, 2016, after having been awarded jazz's highest honor, NEA Jazz Master. That's the National Endowment for the Arts. Perhaps his most important contribution was championing the humble harmonica, which Thielmann's made into a legitimate voice in jazz. I'll have more to say about Toots in my show next week. Meantime, here is Oscar Peterson's Big Six at the Montreal Jazz Festival, a tune written by Milt Jackson. It's called Reunion Blues. Listen for that harmonica solo.
Thank you.
There's a track you're unlikely to hear on any other radio station other than KGNU. It's not what they consider radio-friendly, but what a drum solo there by Louis Belson, huh? Also, we heard from Toots Thielman on the harmonica, and the composer of the tune, which was Reunion Blues, Milt Jackson on the vibes, and the incredible Oscar Peterson on piano, Joe Pass on guitar, Nils Henning Orsted Pedersen on the bass, and that was the Oscar Peterson Big Six at the Montreux Jazz Festival, Montreux, Switzerland, on July 16th, 1975. Next up, we're going to hear from Colorado jazz singer Renee Marie from her latest album, which is doing very well. The Joy of Jazz is her own composition. Here it is. Hey! That'll get you dancing. That was Renee Marie from her album Sound of Red. And since it's September, here's September in the Rain. Scott Hamilton with the Jeff Hamilton Trio, recorded in Switzerland, Bern, Switzerland to be exact, May 18th, 2014, from the album Live in Bern. And by the way, this was recorded on the Capri label out of Bailey, Colorado. Thanks to Tom Burns. September in the Rain, Al Dubin and Harry Warren, the composers.
Thank you.
September in the Rain, Scott Hamilton with the Jeff Hamilton Trio, recorded in Bern, Switzerland in May of 2014. Before that, we heard the Bill Evans Trio, and that was recorded in Villingen, Germany, June 20th, 1968. Those were some lost but rediscovered tapes. The album's called Some Other Time, The Lost Session from the Black Forest in Germany. I'll Remember April was the tune, and it had Eddie Gomez on bass and Jack DeJohnette on the drums. Next up, we have the Chris Walden Big Band. Chris Walden is a five-time Grammy-nominated German-born composer, arranger, and conductor, and he has scored more than 40 features and TV films, and has written more than 1,000 orchestral and big band arrangements. Here he returns with his fifth recording of his swinging big band. And Downbeat wrote in its review of his spacious, seamless charts, Walden writes with old-school technique, but far-reaching vistas. Here's a tune that was written by Russell Ferranti and Jimmy Haslip, both of the Yellow Jackets. The tune's called Out of Town, the Chris Walden Big Band. Thank you. Chris Walden Big Band, Out of Town. And that's from their album called Full on the Origin Records label. Well, I want to thank everyone who's been listening this evening, and especially those of you streaming on the World Wide Web. Thank you very much for listening. I'll be back at the same time next week, and we'll have very similar type of music. So if you enjoyed it, make a note and join me next Thursday, 10 to midnight Mountain Time. And if you miss the show, you can always tune in on afterfm.com. Hear the full show all over again, 24/7. We'll close tonight, as we always do, with yet another version of Round Midnight. This time, a piano solo by J. Hootie McShann. And remember, life is like jazz. It's best when you improvise. See you next week. Thank you.
support his image alone.
Doctor, his heart is beating.